American Bishop Fode, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. I'm the pastor of Solid Rock Ministry, located in Raleigh, Durham, and I also serve as an Episcopal Bishop for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship, where I am Bishop over global affairs, which includes most continents.
You are an African American, but how did you become a Congolese American?
Okay. I became a Congolese American because I went to the Congo and expressed to the Congo my concern at being an African American. I was an African American because no one country had ever accepted me. Therefore, as African American, we claimed the entire continent. And when I explained it to them in detail, they decided that they would grant me citizenship and issued me a passport, and they did.
And you were one of the speakers in the rally. Could you share with us the central theme of your message?
The central theme of my message was that we do not have to totally depend on the United Nations. We do not have to totally depend on the president-elect, who's going to be president, or any other government organization. That as an Episcopal bishop and pastor, I believe that the Lord is able to grant our requests. And so we are praying for, you know, peace in the east of Congo, but also praying for the entire country. And I believe that God is able to do that. Now, if God chooses to use people, that's fine and his prerogative. But as an Episcopal bishop and a person who loves Congo and loves the people of Congo and concerned about Congo, my position was and is that we need to depend totally on our true and living God.
Do you have a sense that you got your message across?
I believe so. I know most, many of the Congolese leaders, and I think that that I got my message across to them, and I know I got my message across to God.
Herman Cohen, the former U.S. Undersecretary for Africa, stated that he wants the east of Congo to be incorporated into Rwanda economically. What's your read on that?
I think that that would be a mistake. As a matter of fact, I think all of the realignment of the continent of Africa that was divided up by Europeans and Belgians and others was a mistake. It divided up cousins and uncles. It has Africans having to get passports to go and visit their relatives, the same way they did with the DRC. I think that's wrong. I think we ought to leave the country like it is, or put it back like it was, and then I think we ought to let that country make its own destination of where its borders going to be. I believe that when Congo is more stable, it'll be more of a benefit to the international community and in the uproar that it is at this present time.
Why do you think there is such a huge silence about the genocide that's occurring in the Congo?
Anytime that people don't understand the country, don't understand the government, they believe that the best way to rape the country of its minerals and resources, even its human resource, is to bring discord. It's always been that way, especially in Africa. When we think that there are coups because one African is rising up against another African, there's always some hidden agenda of some international community, I believe. And so I think that they don't understand that if Congo is stable, you can get the minerals and the resources that you need. It doesn't have to be in the uproar that it is. And so I think it's up to us to make sure that message is known, and it's up to us to make sure that nobody can use a country or a people or a part of a geographical location for their own benefit at the expense of other people, especially 6 million people.
What's your message for the Obama administration?
My message, if I had the opportunity to talk to the Barack Obama administration or any administration, is any life is valuable to us. Not just the lives of Israel, not just the lives of Iraq or Afghanistan or places where we have interest in oil, but any person. You know, the Holocaust, we spoke out against it. World War I and World War II, we understood those situations. And now, because it's innocent African women, grandmothers, mothers, and daughters, then no one is speaking up for it as though that blood or that person is less important than an American or a European, and is not so, and especially not so in my eyes, your eyes, I believe American, and is not in the eyes of God. And that message must be known, and I believe that because Barack Obama understands that, he's going to be more sensitive to our cause.
We saw a lot of Congolese and Americans come out yesterday. So now what's next?
I think that the Congolese community and that the African-American community in particular need to join hand in hand. You know, we've gone through some of those experiences ourselves as African-Americans. We have tremendous resources, not because we're greater than our African brothers, but in many cases we have more exposure. We have different exposures than they did. They didn't have some of the opportunities that we have. And now we are very valuable to each other. There are valuable things that Congolese have, that African Americans need. And I believe that our next move, and we need to talk more about that, especially with the Congolese community in North Carolina and other states, that it's time for Africans and African Americans to join together, to band together, bring to the table the resources that we have to change our country. It is our country. You know, I'm going to tell you something else. Everywhere I've gone in the world, my brother, I have not been respected as a regular American because they have no respect from where I come from. And so as long as Africa is not respected, as long as the Congo is not respected, as African Americans, we're not going to be respected either. So we have a vested interest in our mother country and a vested interest in the Congo. And I believe that that's the next step we ought to take.
Thank you very, very much, Bishop Fode-Farah, for your time.
It is a pleasure. May the Lord bless you. May he expand the territory. And that was a pleasure. And thank you so much for giving me an opportunity.
Thank you.